The one quick hadush on the parasha. Vayomer Hashem el Avram lech lecha ma'arzecha v'molatecha v'bet abicha el ha'aretz v'asher ar'eka. So God tells Avram lech lecha, he has to go. Ma'arzecha from his land, v'molatecha v'bet abicha el ha'aretz v'asher ar'eka. And of course, the she says, "Lech lecha lehanatcha u'tobatcha." Go for your hana'a, go for your benefit. Which means you'll have a benefit by going to Eretz Yisrael, wherever you go, wherever he tells them. So the Shed Ad Eka. So the Ramban in this week's parasha, of course, introduces his famous rule of Maaseh Avot Siman Banim. That everything that the Avot did, of course, was a precursor for the children. From whatever they did, we learn exactly what we're supposed to do as well. The Mefarshim, of course, question, what's the double language? Lech lecha. What do you mean, lecha? Lech. God tells them to go. What does it mean, lecha? Some will say, because he's going to get a benefit. If you go, you'll have a benefit. What's the benefit? Rashi says, ve'eska le'goy gadol, ve'kan i'ata zoche le'banim. Over you're not going to have children. Over there you're going to have children. So therefore, lech lecha, you have a benefit. Ve'eska le'goy gadol, etc., etc. There's a famous Ben Ish Chai over here, that the Ben Ish Chai says that wherever a person finds himself in this world is of course designed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's there in order to take out the sort of kedusha that might be buried in that place. He tells a story, which is a story really about himself, but he doesn't say it, that there was somebody that was placed in jail. Ben Ish Chai was in jail for a while in Baghdad, and he was there for however many days, and in the jail he wrote a sefer. And it seems, he says, that he had to go to that spot and to come up with those chidushim in that spot because there was certain sort of kedusha that only could be extracted, you know, from that spot with his kavanot or with his berachot. In that case, it was with his learning. But it's, even with other things, when a person makes a beracha on something or a person does another mitzvah in a certain place, so therefore he brings the Shekhinah to that place, and the Shekhinah finds its min deminor, it finds its similarity and it attracts it. Which means, how do you extract mitzvot sort of kedusha that are all over the world? So you need to bring kedusha to the place. The kedusha matza minit mino, the kedusha finds the kedusha and it pulls it out. Now the kedusha is either through, like we said, a mitzvah. We said many times that the Zohar HaKadosh says on the pasuk that God says, "Zeh shemi v'zeh zichri." This is my name, and this is my memory. Zeh shemi v'zeh zichri. So God says, "My name is shemi is shin mem yud, which is 350." And what's the first two letters of Hashem's name? Yud-Ke. Yud-Ke is 15. So Shemi plus Yud-Ke is 365. That's the 365. Lo Ta'aseh. Zichri is 237. The second two letters of Hashem's name is Vav-Ke. Vav-Ke is 11. So therefore, Zichri plus Vav-Ke is 237 plus 11, is 248. So you see, this shemi is a zikri. So when a person does the mitzvot, so he has this inyan of yudke vavke. Now, of course, the mitzvot are done in the physical world. You cannot do mitzvot in Olam Haba because there's nothing physical there. You need to shekel olav, you need to sit in the sukkah, you need to put on tefillin. And all these things over here, that when a person does the mitzvah, he creates a yudke vavke, and he brings the kedushah that got stuck into the kilipot. The tum'ah sometimes has to grab onto the kedushah. That's what happens. Because the tum'ah needs to live also. Everybody needs to live. So it grabs onto the kedushah and it holds it. So when a person goes to a certain place and does a mitzvah, he creates such an energy of kedushah, yudke vavke, that the kohot tum'ah are forced to release it. They have no choice. The kohot tum'ah have to let it go. So that's why our job is that wherever we go in this world, we believe it's by design, by orchestrated from above, HaMechimis Adei Gaber. And therefore, in every place we go, we have to try to do a mitzvah in that place. Otherwise, what Hashem bring me to this place? Baal Shem Tov said a guy will go on a business trip, and he'll get to the business trip in Chicago, and he'll sit down in a business meeting, and the secretary will come in and say, okay, he'll be in 1 minute. And in the meantime, you want to have a cup of tea? Okay, I'll have a cup of tea, and he makes a shakol on the tea. And then the lady comes back 10 minutes later, sorry, he was called out, the meeting's canceled. So the Baal Shem Tov says, you went to make the beracha in that cup of tea. That's what you went to do. So Hashem had to make a pretense to get you there to that spot. So he made a meeting to Elu. That was never, Hashem knows there's not going to be any meeting. So then for the whole moment was in order to make that beracha, in order to release something in that room that only you can release it. And he says, even when you have a fruit and you're dividing it up, everybody gets the exact chelik that only they could fix. Why did he take this piece and why did he take that piece? Because that's where his fork landed. No, nothing is by chance. And that's the whole job of the tzaddikim, that when they go from place to place, we have this inyan over here, that they mitaken the world. They mitaken it. Now, of course, this inyan can only be done b'simcha. The Gemara says, "Ena shechina shora, ela mitoch simcha." If a person doesn't have the simcha when he's doing the mitzvah, so therefore the mitzvah doesn't have the shechina. The whole thing that draws the nitzotzot out is the Shekhinah. Because matzah menit mino. But if a guy's doing a mitzvah, he's not happy. So the mitzvah is missing the main ingredient, the simcha. So therefore, it's not enough just to do the tikkun. If the mitzvah has to be done, the simcha, Surah Rabbeinu Ari said that the simcha is a great avodah, and he would work on it a lot, especially simcha Torah, and the rest of the times of the year, that he put great effort. There's a famous Hiddush, we never said it over, from the Gaon the Bidyal from Vilna. The Hatan Sofer would say it over from the Gaon the Vilna. The Al-Sheikh brings it down in Parashat Bereshit. And he says a big Hiddush. He says, if you look in the Torah, there's 6 pesukim in the Torah that have something in common. There's 6 pesukim in the Torah that have 5 words in a row that are made up of 2 letters each. Hear it again? There are 6 pesukim in the Torah that have 5 words in a row that each word is made up of 2 letters. What are they? So he says, one of them we just read in Parashat Noah. Vayoled Noah et Shem et Ham. So Noah et Shem et Ham. Understand? Noah is two letters. Et is two letters. Shem is two letters. Et is two letters. Ham is two letters. So you have five words in a row with two letters. If you look in Lamed Hey Yud Zayin, same Masechet, Lamed Hey Yud Zayin, where's that? Lamed Hey Yud Zayin. Vatomer lam yaledet al tidi'i ki gam ze lach ben. This is when Benjamin was born. Vatomer la am yaledet. The yaledet told Rachel, don't be worried, ki gam ze lach ben. So that's another five. The next one the Gaon says is the famous one we know. Ki yad al ket ya. Muhammad al Hashem ba'amalek metor dor. And then the next two are from the prophets. One is the Pasuk in Nehemiah. The Pasuk says, En ze ki im. N is three letters. So it's N. Ze, ki, im, roa, lev. This is nothing but just a bad heart. And the last one, which we know is also in Melachim, gam li, gam lach lo yihye. Gam li, gam lach lo yihye. Not for me and not for you. Nobody's going to have a benefit. So that's the five pesukim that the Gaon said he found that have this formula. Two letters, five in a row. Three of them are in the Torah, two of them are in the Nevi'im. So they asked the Gaon, what's the significance of these five pesukim? So I'm quoting the Gaon, that's what I brought to say. He has a quote from the Gaon itself. It is a direct quote from the Hatam Sofer that has a Kabbalah from the Gaon. Incredible. He says, "Ubi'er kavana dine Kadosh Baruch Hu bara ta Adam b'harkabat guf v'neshama yachad." Okay, we have a body and we have a neshama. V'ritzono yitbarach shemo sheye ochel. The Torah wants you to eat. Why? Kedel lechazek et gufo. Shiyeh hazak ve'amitz la'avodat ha'bore. Ve'lo hafetz ha'kadosh baruch hu shiyeh adam nazir olam. God's not interested in making the person a nazir olam. U'parush mikol ta'anugei ha'olam. If God wanted us to be perushim, so why would he have brought us to this world? Bili lehanot me'olam hazeh klum. V'chol hayuto yeh rak b'ta'anugei ha'ruhani sheyekabel min ha'staklut v'od p'nei melech chayim. Maybe Hashem only wants us to be spiritual and not do anything. He says, no, it's not so. This Gaon talking. Ki b'im ya'aseh ken, yeshomem v'yabed me'ram min ha'olam. He'll go crazy. How can you live with that? You can't live on such a level in this world. It's too high. Oh, you simid dato. He'll go crazy. Snap. He lo you call this ball on a perishut venizirut. Again, God is not saying to indulge and to become a glutton, but he's saying let someone go to the other extreme. A perishut, a nizirut, and affliction, and not have any hana. You do it for a day or two. And then what happens? You snap and you go crazy, you won't be able to live. Umemela lote avodato tama. You won't be able to serve God properly. Velo dai shelo yelo alam hazeh. Forget about it. Alam hazeh he's not going to have. Elaf alam haba lo yukal lasig. Why? Because how can he serve God? If he's hungry, if he doesn't sleep, if he doesn't, his body's going to be all broken. So he can't pray with kavanot, he can't learn with kavanot, he can't do anything. But the guy wants to be a parush from olam hazeh, and he wants to, in the end, he's hurting himself both in this world and the next world. And that's what he says, Shlomo HaMelech, the wisest of all men, said in Kohelet, Al Tzi Tzadik Arbe. Don't be such a tzadik. Ve'al Tzadhaken Yoter. Don't be smarter than everybody else. Mashi'ekin im ovedet bor'o gam ba'achila, ushtiya, ush'al yanin gashmiyin. We put God everywhere. We put God in the food, in the sleeping, and in the exercising, and in all of the hana'ot of this world. Bezeu mezakech et gufo ha-gashmi u-me'apecho le-ruchaniyut. The goal is not to eat for the sake of eating, but you're eating to transform the... You have a physical part of your body. So the physical part of your body needs the gashmiyut. So by eating, you're bringing the kiddushah of that item by doing it, I guess, Hashem Shamayim and for the Kavanot. So you're elevating it. You're bringing it to your body. So you sit in that way. You turn the eating into ruhaniyut. The Gemara says, Gadol ha-nehene mi-yiri ha-kapo yoter mi-yiri shamayim. The guy who benefits from his handiwork is better than a Yiresh Shamayim. Yiresh Shamayim doesn't want to eat anything, doesn't want to... How long can he live like that? He'll snap, he'll break. And what ends up happening? It's a high. And then he falls and he ends up making avirot. You understand? Because when a person goes higher than he thinks he is, so then he crashes and then he becomes worse because he cannot hold that level for too long. And then he feels bad that he can't hold that level. And then he gets depressed because he didn't hold that level. Who is it hold that level? Who told you to try for that level? That level is nothing to be proud of. But the Yitzhak fooled him into thinking that Hashem wants him to be like that. So then the Gemara says, Gadol ha-nehenei mi-yigi ha-kapav yotan mi-yira shamayim. Yira shamayim, because yira shamayim is temporary. Mashi'enken, the guy that knows how to, like the Avet Chaim said, he eats when he's supposed to eat, and he sleeps when he's supposed to sleep. And he goes and he exercises what he's supposed to exercise. He says, that's what Hashem wants. But everything, and everything he does is for the benefit of the goof, so the goof gets its fix. And by the way, when he gets that fixed, you're also bringing out some sort of kiddusha from these items as well. And then Hashem also is satisfied. So he says, Ubazeyit Ba'ed Kamanata Mesorah. He said, Noah had two sons. One was called Shem, and one was called Ham. Ham is the physical guy, as we know. And Shem represents the spiritual, because all the tzaddikim came from Shem. Noah represents God. God is called the Manoah, the Minucha. Right? And on Shabbat it says God was Nach. So therefore, in this pasuk, the Gaon says, the pasuk means like this. He says the pasuk is like this. וזה שרמזה המסורה ויולד נוח את שם את חם. That הקדוש ברוך הוא created the human being with the part of Shem and the part of Ham. The Shem is the neshama and the Ham is the physical. Interestingly enough, the middle letters of neshama is what? Shem. And therefore the pasuk is hinting to us over here. ויולד נוח. נוח זה הקדוש ברוך הוא. Says the Navi, Kime Noah Zotli. Zotli. God says, I am Noah. Kime Noah Zotli. So therefore what? God saying, I created you with a ham, with a shem and a ham. Again, and that's the five in a row. Vayolid. Noah et shem et ham. That's the first part. And then he comes along and says, Hagam shenishamahi od elyon v'chulat kodesh. והגוף בועל בתאוות גשמיות, the body is burning with desires, והם שני הפכים, בכל זה קשרם הקדוש ברוך הוא, God bound them together, להיות נצמדים יחד תאום הסבייה. והטעם שעשה הקדוש ברוך הוא ככה, why did הקדוש ברוך הוא do that? כי גם זה לך בן. Which means this is also your child. Ki gam ze lecha ben perush. Haguf hu gam ken ben avi oved. which means it's also the son of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, in the sense of what? That the one that served God can only serve him via the goof. If a person is going to shun the goof away from this avodah, you won't be able to serve the neshama. And a body that's not fed, it cannot serve God. And a body doesn't sleep properly, and a body doesn't have kemah. So therefore he says, Perusha gufu gamken ben. She said, Icha adam lezakech et gufo al yedei neshama ba'al yedei avodat haguf tushlam neshama. And of course the neshama is ben, but the pasuk is saying, ki gam ze lecha ben. Even the, which means there's two ben, one is Shem and one is Ham. So you might have think, okay, Shem is the main item I got to deal with, leave Ham. So the pasuk says, ki gam ze lecha ben, ki gam ze lecha ben. Which the other guy, Ham, is also your son. That means you cannot live a life of nizirut. He's also your son. Oh, but what happens? The Yetzer Hara comes along and says, Kiyad al Kesya. What's Kiyad al Kesya? He wants to live like the Malachim that are next to the Kisei HaKavod. Kiyad al Kesya. Kes is the Kisei HaKavod of Hashem. The guy says, no, I don't want to have any physical benefits, and I don't want to have any. He wants to be like the Malachim. And therefore, what does he want to do? So it says in the next pasuk, Al ken lo ba el shulchan ha-melech. Al ken lo ba el shulchan ha-melech. Therefore, he doesn't want to eat. And therefore, he doesn't want to eat. So the next pasuk says, En ze ki im lo wa'lev. This is a mistake. This is coming from the Yetzer Hara. And then the next pasuk says that he not only loses olam hazeh, but he's not going to have olam haba. Gam li, gam lach lo yiyeh. You're not going to have not this and not that. Pirush hanefesh im haguf yichlu min olam hazeh v'yuvdu min olam. You're not going to have not guf and not. So listen to the derash again of the Gaon. When the Hatam Sofer said it, v'chatar shav ki Hatam Sofer kiles hadavar hazeh me'od. Atam Sofer was very happy from this derash. Od pa'am. Vayolid Noach et Shem et Ham. That God created the body and the Shema and the body. Ah, you're going to come along and say, leave the body, shtiyot the body. No. Ki gam ze lecha ben. Even the body has value. But the Yetzer Hara comes along and says, ki yad al kesya. But you have to go up into the olamot, to the kisei kavod, you have to be like an angel. And therefore, how did he be an angel? Al ken lo ba el shulchan ha-melech. He refrains himself from eating. And the next pasuk says, En ze ki im lo wa'alev. That's a bad thing. And the result is going to be, Gam li gam lecha lo yiyeh. Gam li gam lecha lo yiyeh. Incredible gaon. Huh?
He strung it together.
Well, how were you able to string these pieces to keep together? So he quotes also from the Hatam Sofer, that there was two tzaddikim. There was Hanoch and there was Avraham Avinu. Hanoch reached a level that he became an angel in this world. He just disappeared. He sublimed himself like a malach. He became the angel Matat. Hanoch was amazing. Avraham did not become an angel. Avraham Avinu, he became Avraham Avinu. So it says the Hatam Sofer, but there was a big difference. Hanoch, who was the rabbi of the generation, who served himself and elevated himself and removed himself from Olam Hazeh, very nice. But what happened to the rest of the generation? They became Dora Mabud. But he became a Malach. He says, Avraham Avinu, he served God with the physical. When guests came over, he didn't tell them, but we're fasting today, it's the Ta'anit and all that. He gave them tongue and mustard and yayin and he took the physical things in this world. And what happened in Avraham Avinu's time? It says that the nefesh asir asur b'haram, the kind of people of Rabbeinu was able to bring back, using the Geshmiyut, because in the Geshmiyut is also Kedusha. The Geshmiyut in itself is not a bad thing. If it was a bad thing, we'd have to shun it totally. And the Geshmiyut is, it's like a knife. If it's used properly, you can have a benefit from it. Also, if you abuse it, it can be damaging. So he comes along and says that if you always, Hatam Sofer says that if you always look in the Gemariot, they always compare the Tzaddikim to the moon. The Gemara says, Shemuel HaKatan. Why do they call him a Katan? Because the moon is also called Etamaor HaGadol, Etamaor HaKatan. Either because the Tzaddikim are humble, that they, you know, minimize themselves. But the Hatam Sofer says the reason why we refer to the Tzaddikim like the moon is for a different reason. Because what happened? Originally there was the sun and the moon were the same size. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu got angry at the moon because he complained, whatever it was. And therefore God said to the moon, Lechi Tema'ati Tatsmech. You have to go and you have to minimize yourself. And then God felt bad that the moon was minimized, so he went to appease it. So how do you appease it? He put around the moon all the billions of stars. So when the moon comes out at night, he comes out with all the stars. The sun comes out, you don't see one star. The moon comes out, and the order comes out with an entourage. So the Hatam Sofer says, what do you see over here? Because the moon became minimized, but look at the benefits. All the stars came out. So he says the Tzaddikim are compared to the moon because when they minimize themselves, meaning that they involve themselves in Geshmiyut, so who benefits? The bourgeoisie benefits. If the Tzaddik is only going to be, you know, on a high madrigot, who can connect to the Tzaddikim then? Who's going to be able to come to sit with the Tzaddikim if they're all only long in mikvaot and reading all day long and sigufim and that? Come on, there's not for me this thing over here. So the Tzaddik will become like the sun, but he won't have any stars around him. Comes Hatam Sofer and says, but when the Tzaddik comes along and minimizes himself, not minimizes himself, meaning Hazar Shalom, minimizes himself as opposed to Hanoch, he becomes like Abraham, where he uses the Geshmiyut. Hanoch is about to use Geshmiyut. I can become a malach. Okay, you look at me. But Hanoch, you're alone.
He brings himself down to the
world. Bidiyu. He brings himself using the Geshmiyut Lashem Shamayim. Although Avraham Avinu, if he wants, he can become like Hanoch. No, nothing. Just sitting in the room all day long. Elawat, the great Tzaddikim, you see, they have Se'udot, and they have music, and they have Hana'ot. Hamad, from this, the people get excited. The people get charged from it. So they hakamim, the tzaddikim, know how to use the physical items for the benefit. So therefore, the Hatam Sofer says that that's why the tzaddikim are compared to the moon. The minimalization of the moon for itself, maybe it's a sacrifice, but look at the benefit that all the Kuchavim got as a result. That's the student. Now, there's I think I have it here, the Apta Rabbi in Ohev Yisrael. In Parashat Ba'alotecha, in that parasha talks about those two pisukim that are in a parenthesis. You know what I'm talking about? Vayib and so Aaron. When the Aaron was traveling. Vayib and so Aaron, Vayom el Moshe, Kum Hashem, Vayapusu Oybecha. God, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Kum Hashem. Rise Hashem, v'yapusu oibecha, let the enemies go away, v'yanusu mesanecha mesanecha. So if you look at those two pisukim, they don't belong there. The Gemara says, "En ze mekomam." Why they put it over there for whatever reason? But the way the Torah puts it there is it puts it with nun hafuchot. So he wants to know, what is this inyan over here, this great rabbi? What is this business over here? Le'avin inyan ta'am shtem nunin hafuchot shekodem ha-pasuk vayhi b'nsoa aron v'acharav. And that he says on the spot, why do you have to make yourself these two parentheses, these two nuns? Lomar she'en ze mekomo. That he says, it's coming to tell you, these two parentheses don't belong over here. So lama asad davka simanim benunim. Why did you make the siman with nunim? You can make the siman with brackets, with any shape. Chiyadua. Sod masab b'nei Yisrael b'midbar, when the Jewish people traveled in the midbar, u'mesh'al mekomot, she'ayu sod ha'ala'at ha'nitzosim kandishim. Why did the Jewish people have to travel in the midbar? Because they're collecting nitzosot. Why in one place they stayed a year, one day they stayed 2 days, one day they stayed a month? It all depended on how much they needed to collect. The scavenger, exactly. So Bnei Olam knows exactly once the place is finished. That's why it said that Hida writes that once the Jewish people left Babel, he said, you won't have any Torah that will come out of Babel anymore. After the Jewish people left outside of the Ben Ishaim until they came over there. Why? Because the Talmud Bavli was written over there. They took out all the Nitzot thoughts at that moment. That's it. There's nothing else. It became a wasteland. When they came into Egypt, the same thing. So wherever the Jewish people went in the world, that's where the Galiot has to move, from Spain to this place, to that place, because we're going around the world to collect everything. So he says over here, that's what happened in the Midbar. And we know that there's a certain Shem that's designated in order to bring out Nitzotzot, and that's the Shem Membet. The Shem Membet is the elevator. It always brings up the Nitzotzot. And that's why he says there was Membet Masa'ot, because the Membet Masa'ot is connected to Shem Membet, which is the Shem of Aliyat Nitzotzot. So he says, and where were these Nitzotzot? They were swallowed in the lowest level. The lowest levels of the Kedipot were holding on to these Nitzotzot. He says, you have Nun Sha'areh Kedusha against Nun Sha'areh Tum'ah. So he says, V'Nitzotzot Ha'elu, HaKedushim, אשריו משוקעים בידיותה תחתונה, they were in the lowest מדרגה, ומובלעים בנון שערי תומעה. וצברו כי שם קנו מקומם. If you would ask me to sort the Kedusha, he said, they would say, we're here, we're stuck, we got it. Which is, not only are we buried, they buried them 50 levels underground. In the 50th level of תומעה, I gotta get out of it. Impossible. אמנם, כאשר נחתו בני ישראל במדבר, all of a sudden בני ישראל came to the midbar, and they got to these places, and Borei Olam knows exactly where the Nitzotzot are, and the Nitzotzot are praying, I hope they stop, and the Tum'ah is saying, I hope they continue, and the Kibbutz knows exactly where the Nitzotzot are, boom, they stop, boom, landing right on them. And now the Nitzotzot underneath saying, here's our chance, when are you going to get 3 million people in the midbar, Sahara Desert, to ever come here again. It's a once in a lifetime deal. There's no hotel over there. There's no mall. You're there. It's once in a lifetime shot. And it's always a once in a lifetime shot. Wherever a person goes. That's the moment to save the Nitzotzot. V'ayu sham Moshe Rabbeinu v'shishim nivo v'Yisrael l'shamot kedoshot v'imahem ayu Aron HaKodesh. So they got the weapon with them. The Aron HaKodesh, which is that's like the drill. That's like the drill all the way in the ground. You need the equipment. So the Aron is the equipment. Valuhot ma'aseir Elohim. V'aya kovach v'yadam l'anshich v'liglot he'alat hanun sha'are nitzotzot ha'kodesh. Unbelievable. So they were able to bring it out. That's what they were doing. Chayev Bala Baiti Enu. And they came out. That's what he says. Veleze haya makom shelo shahu sham Yisrael klum b'haniyatam. Some place they didn't even stay overnight. Ve'yesh makom shahu sham b'haniyatam. Sometimes they stay a long time. Ki akol haya lefi ribuy enitzotzim. Hamuglaim sham. Bamakom ahu. Ve'nirmozze natna Torah kadosh kan be'elu ha'shne pesukim v'hi ben sowa. They traveled. Why did they travel? In order to collect the tzotzot. And why did they stop in certain places? Why? Shuva Yisrael, in order to bring the return to the Tzotzot. So what's the simanim it put? The two nun. Because it was going from the nun, Sha'are Tum'ah, to the nun, Sha'are Chokhmah, or the nun, Sha'are Kedushah. They were bringing them up. And how are they doing that? With the Aron. Vayi bin Sowa, Aron, Vayom bin Moshe. All the oibin, the kelipot, moved away. V'yanusu mesanecha, mepanecha, kuma, kuma, let's bring them up. And therefore the two nuns over there represented this avodah that was done in the midbar. V'lezeki ven Rashi, this is the way that after Rav learns Rashi, an incredible way of Rashi. Rashi says, asel lecha simaniyot, make for yourself these two signals. Why? That he says, Lomar she'en ze mekomo. Not the two pesukim. The nitzotzot. She'en ze mekomo. Those nitzotzot are not supposed to be buried underneath the ground in the kelipot. And they will make these simmanim. She'en ze mekomo. The lashon is, ולזכי בן רשי עשה לך סימן דומה שאין זה כמו של כל ניצוץ וניצוץ הקדושים השוכנים שם. זה לא בלון זה. רק היו מעלים אותם למקומם ושורשם. And he goes on to say one more חידוש ברמת. So you see over here that this is the key. The key is that whenever a person is going, and what do they do? Not only did they learn Torah, but they ate the man. In those places, they ate man also, by the way. They drank water in those places. You know what I mean? They were involved in Nitzotzot. Maybe they should have called the Ta'anit for those days. No, they didn't call any Ta'anit. The man fell every single day. They drank water every single day. They were involved. They had their tents. They were with their wives. They lived, of course, they lived with Kabanot. I'm not saying no. But there was no deen over there for them to become nizirim in the midbar. There's a God could have made it that they don't have to eat, but that wasn't the inyan. But by making the berachot and by being in the physical, they were able to do both. Oh. But as we said already, the key is that it should be done with simcha. Because if there's no simcha, there's no shekhinah. And if there's no Shekhinah, so then you're not able to do any of it. So, V'ena Shekhinah Shodah, Ela Mitzvah Simcha. So then when the Mefarshim say that this is what it said over here, if you look at these Pesukim by Avraham Avinu, God is telling Avraham Avinu the following. And HaParasha is saying, V'yomer Hashem El Avraham. Now, if Hashem's talking to Abraham, he's talking to everybody. So this is not only a story that God's telling Abraham, this is God saying to every single Jew. And what does the Ben Ish Chai say on this? Lech lecha. That means, why are you going? You're going for yourself. Because only you are able to collect the nitzotzot of the Kedushah that are in this spot over there. And these tikkunim, only you could do it based on your avodah. So therefore, the lech, the going, is lecha. It's for your purpose. It's for your benefit. And how are you going to do it? Me'antzecha, from the geshmiyut, from the physicality. The way you bring the mitzvot back is not to move away from antzecha. Adrabah, me'antzecha, from the land. from the land itself, from the physical part. That's how it's done. And the she comes along and says, Lech lecha, lehana'atcha v'letovatcha. Lehana'atcha v'letovatcha. You have hana'ah when you eat, you have hana'ah when you sleep, and you have hana'ah when you exercise, you have hana'ah when you... That's what Hashem wants from us. Again, not to get lost, and the other rabbi said to become an animal. I went to the class today, he said to become an animal. You don't have to learn anymore. I heard him. He said that she says, and that's the license to become a behemah gassah. We're not saying that. We're saying what the Gaon said. The Gaon said, you need both. You need Shem, you need Ham. And therefore he says, Lech Lecha, and if you look at the Remez over here, Lech is how much? 50. And Lecha is how much? 50. And therefore the Torah says, you have to take the Nitzotzot from the 50 levels of Tum'ah, from the Lech, and you have to bring it to the Lecha. And if you take the word lech, it's lamed chaf. Lamed chaf. How much is lamed? Lamed mem dalet, I mean? 74. And chaf is what? Chaf is 100. But the peh is a mansapach, is a peh. So come in a pit. Come in a pit. The top is 400. So that means what? So how do you do a chaf? Or what is it, a chaf? A chaf is a... Well, don't do it that way yet. Do lech is 100 and what, 74? Lamed is 74, you said? And chaf is 100? Good. So lech lecha is 174 plus 174. That's the way. What's 174 plus 174? 348, perfect. Lech lecha, we're spelling it. Lamed chaf, lamed chaf. It's 348. The Rebbe from Babov today said, Gematria Sameach. Sameach. The only way you'll be able to do the Lech Lecha is only through the Simcha. Because in a Shekhinah Shura, Elam Emkom, so there's a remez to that as well. That's the remez that he says. And then he says one more remez at the end of the piece. And he says that if you take the Lamed Chaf and the Lamed Chaf, which is 174 plus 174, which is what, 348 you said? And you take the letters as well, Lamed Mem Dalet Chaf Peh. Lamed Mem Dalet Chaf Peh is 10 letters. So therefore that will bring you 258. He says, once the final nitzot is collected, then already we have the redemption. And therefore, Lech Lecha with the otiyot is Mashiach, which is 358. So therefore, the pasuk is hinting to us, according to this, based on what the Hatam Sofer and the Gaon, that you're never off. There's no such thing as we're porek off for a couple of minutes here. I'm going on vacation, I'm off. You're off. Adrabah, you're going to do work. You're going to do work over there. In this place over here. And therefore, the Avodat HaKod, Lech Lecha, anytime you're going somewhere, it's Lecha, it's for your benefit. Even when that is Lahanatka, Utobatka, Lech Lecha. It's a benefit for the Nitzotzot. And where's the benefit? Me'artzecha, from the Artziyut, from the Geshmiyut, from the physical Inyanim. And therefore, this is the hardest job, because in the spiritual places, we know how to be careful. It's in the physical places that we can get into trouble. That's why the Mishnah says in Perkei Avot, Evu Zeirin Barshut. The Mishnah says, be careful from the government. If the government, they make it as if they're your friend, but they're just using you. But the Rishut can also mean in the areas of life that are the shoot areas, that are Not mitzvah necessarily, but the reshut areas. The Mishnah says, Evu zeirin barshut. That's where you have to be careful. Of course, if you use it for the right way, you'll be able to bring, you'll be able to elevate that. Kappa Chaim said that there's more kiddusha in the eating on the Shabbat than in the prayers of Shabbat. He's adrabah. The praying is a preparation for the eating. So you need to pray arbit, and then the main entree is the seudah. You have to pray shaharit, and you have a seudah shaharit. And you have to pray mincha, and the seudah shalishit. The prayers are a hachana for the seudah. Maybe I come along and say, well, you have to eat on Shabbat. I'll fast. No. All of our religion is based on in subhayla basar v'yayin and all this. Again, it's not a license to abuse. And Hashem knows our kavanot. Hashem knows our, intentions. But it's a lesson not to go to the other extreme. Where a guy wants to become a hermit, or a guy wants to become a monk in Tibet and just sit in a stationary position for 18 hours a day and deprive himself of many things. There was one Hanukh, but nobody benefited from Hanukh. The world got flooded out because of Hanukh. And whereas Avraham Avinu went a different derech with the physical stuff, and the world benefited. The moon lowers itself so the stars can benefit, and that's the mitziut, and that's what he says over here. Vayomer Hashem el Avraham, that's to us, to the Jewish people. How do we know the Jewish people? How do we know Avraham is the Jewish people? I once heard that it's Avraham. So they say Avraham is Avamon Goyim. Does it say Avraham is Avamon Goyim? So I once heard somebody say, "What's Avamon Goyim? What's Raham? How is his Resh Hemem? 245? 245? Okay, 245. Why don't you do it like this? What's 200 times 5? Raham. Very good. 200 times 5 is what? I got it. 200 times 5 is 1,000. And how much is mem sofit? Mem sofit. 600. So therefore, resh times hair times mem sofit is how much? 600,000. Abraham. Abraham will become the father of the 600,000. That means Abamon. He becomes the father of the 600,000 Jews, which is the Ikar. That's the remnant of Abraham. The hair creates that 600,000. Without that hair, it's the wrong number. The rest times mem is the wrong number. But the rest times hair times mem brings it to the magic number of that Abraham is the father of the 600,000. So when it says, Vayomer Hashem el Avraham, although his name wasn't Abraham yet. But at the end, it's Abraham. So then when God spoke to the 600,000 Jews, Vayomer Hashem el Avraham is to the Jews, to Abrahamon. And he's talking to each guy individual. Lech lecha, wherever you find yourself, even if it's the tovatcha, and even if it's the hana'atcha, and even it's me'artzecha, not even, adrabah. That's where you're supposed to be putting your efforts as well. Of course you have to learn. And then what? And a student in yeshiva says, I'm not going to eat. How long can he go like that? I'm not going to sleep. What's going to end up happening? He burns out. And then what happens? He ends up going off the derech because he went too extreme. And the Hafiz Chaim needs to tell the guys at 11:30 at night when he's to come to the yeshiva in Radin, tell the botai, lights off, go to sleep. Well, I want to be matmid. How long are you going to be matmid for? One night, two nights, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, then you're going to burn out. Go to sleep, come back tomorrow morning. The tzaddikim say, eat when you're supposed to eat, sleep when you're supposed to eat. That's the, and not only, it's not a compromise. Adabah, you're bringing the need to sort out in the food, you're bringing the need to sort out in the sleeping, you're bringing the Benu Ari learned more in the sleep, more than most people learn in 100 lifetimes. Saying even that is a, there's a benefit. Okay, we'll stop over. Amen, amen. Be Hananiah.